He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we rejoice as a church and proclaim the happy and glad news that Christ is risen again from the dead. Hallelujah. Christ our hope, the one who fulfills all expectation, he is risen now from the dead. We hear the gospel account, the eyewitness account. It is the proclamation of the church through the ages. And now, by the hundreds of millions, Christians are proclaiming today that Christ is risen again from the dead. We hear the glad news of that fact of the resurrection. And today we have opportunity to reflect upon what that means for us. And we might think about the words of Christ when he said to the disciples, "I am the way, the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." Jesus is the way, and so on Easter Day we celebrate that the way for us to God is risen from the dead. Christ fully accomplished his mission work on earth to reconcile us to the Father by his suffering, by his death upon the cross, by the shed blood of that sacrificial lamb once offered for the sins of the whole world. Christ, a willing sacrifice, the priest and sacrifice, offered himself upon the cross and reconciled us to the Father. So Jesus is the at-one-ment. He brings us together with the Father. He wins the atonement for us. And that has been accomplished. It is finished. It has been accomplished, and there is no undoing that. So the way to the Father has been established for us. The one who has seen me has seen the Father, Jesus said to Philip. And so the way to God, the way to the Father, the way to God is now established through Christ, and nothing can take that away. And so we rejoice on Easter Day that the way to God, Jesus himself, the way is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. He lives forever. We also see that Jesus proclaims himself to be the truth. He has come into the world to speak the truth, to reveal the truth. We see the Lord Jesus as truth incarnate. Christians are reality-oriented people. And so we orient toward the ultimate reality, which is love, incarnate in Jesus Christ. We see the Word of God made man in Christ, the Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus, the truth, is now risen from the dead. And this case gives us great hope and strength and comfort in our day. So no matter how dark the days, no matter how many lies proliferate, no matter how many modern technologies can spread lies at warp speed, we know that the truth transcends it, and that the Word of God is established forever. And the prophet Isaiah spoke out that all flesh is as the grass, but the Word of the Lord shall endure forever. And we see the vitality, the strength, the permanence, the eternality of the Word of God in the resurrection of Christ. Jesus, who said, "I am the truth," rose again from the dead. And so let us not despair. If there are deceptions and deceits, and if there is guile in our time, let us remember that Christ is risen from the dead and that the truth of God will prevail. It transcends it all. We also rejoice today as a church, giving praise to God and solemn thanksgiving and shouting hallelujah, because life himself in the person of Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. We see the immortality of God present in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the God-man, the Theos. And so he can be put to death in his human body, but he cannot stay dead. That same one rises again from the dead in his human body, now showing forth the first fruits of the resurrection. Jesus is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Jesus now shows us the will of the Father, that all should come to salvation and experience that same resurrection. And so he manifests himself. He shows forth his glorified body to the disciples and reveals to us what is our destiny. in God, that we too shall rise again from the dead. So Easter is our high holy day of the celebration of life that is greater than death. We see life himself rise again from the dead. And that same immortal life God has given to us who believe, that by faith and by the sacraments of the church, by our being engrafted into the body of Christ in baptism, by our participation in the Eucharist, which is a pledge of life eternal, by our clinging to Christ, who is our life, by his indwelling us, by our reception of him into our hearts, the same one who rose again from the dead now dwells in us. And his indestructible life is a gift to us that will help us to survive our own, that will give us grace and power to survive our own death. Yes, each of us must die the natural death. It is the penalty for sin. Remember, O man, that dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. It is the consequence of rebellion against God. But Christ has brought the remedy, and now in him dwells, and now in us dwells the life giver, the one who is life immortal. And his indestructible life will lift us up from the grave of death to a joyful resurrection. And so today we celebrate our great hope of the resurrected life and give God humble thanks for his gift to us of that same life. We rejoice today on Easter because on this day, life himself rose again from the dead. And so may we with glad hearts welcome these truths. May we accept the meaning of this day of the resurrection. And may we with glad hearts sing the Alleluia and come with grateful hearts to receive the gift that God will give to us, his life, his truth, the way to the Father, Jesus himself, today on this holy day of Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.